गोरी राधा गौर वृंदावन चंद्र सो एज यू कैन फील इट्स ऑलरेडी स्प्रिंग वसंत आ गया सो यू गेट वन मोर स्वेटर सेलिब्रेट Jai Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jai Radha Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jayo Prabhupada, Jayo Prabhupada, Jayo Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Sata Sri Srimati Dhaninga Swami Abhavita Vinarinda Bhakti Dhananta Swami Shila Prabhupada Kija Ananda Kati Vaishnavarinda Kija Randarad Srimad Bhagavatam Kija Nidai Gopramanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Jai Shri Shri Guru Guranga Jai Shila Prabhupada Kija.
Hare Krishna. So we have the great fortune of hearing from His Grace Adi Purush Prabhu. He is a brahmachari who is active member of ISKCON since 1989. He is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. In 1990, he joined ISKCON temple in Lviv, Ukraine, where he served as a book distributor. He was a member of the Ukrainian BBT for over 10 years, where he translated Chaitanya Charitamrita and parts of Srimad Bhagavatam and other devotional works. He then moved to Vrindavan in 1999, where he now studies and teaches Shastra. He is one of the members of the VIHE Shastric degree course offering program. He currently teaches Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Vaibhava courses in Europe as well as in India. So all of these devotees who have come on behalf of Ministry of Education recently had a wonderful symposium for framing the Shastric degree curriculum, and we could meet at that time and learn about each other. It's very wonderful to have such thoughtful, brahminical and sincere Vaishnavas who are doing such solid service for Srila Prabhupada's movement. Let's welcome Prabhuji by once chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Does it mean I don't need to chant my 16 rounds today? How many people are here? It's also a great pleasure to be here, to see all of you, to have met Bal Govinda Prabhu and other wonderful, expert, knowledgeable devotees. Yeah. Last time I was in Pune was 2005, and it's quite amazing to see the miracle, the magical holy place you have manifested here, full of. I just wrote to my friend recently. He was saying, "Oh, where do we find great souls?" And I said, "Well, what even more important is to find deep sadhakas." And I said, "I am now in the ocean, or surrounded by the ocean." Oh, wonderful, deep, deep sadhakas, full of enthusiasm and wonderful qualities, hospitality. Because there are different levels of mahatmas. As in India, you know, anyway. Mahatma begins when you wish others well, when you see the bad, but you don't stop seeing the good. You can read very nice purport 4.4.12 in the Bhagavatam about four levels of sadhus, or Mahatma, Mahataratma, Mahattamatma. Mahattamatma. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur adds one more. Yeah, today is his appearance or discipline. So, dear Mahatmas and Mahattamatma, Maharaj. I've selected a verse from the end of the section you are studying now. Here. Because we want to know the result. What happens in the end? We want to know the answer to the mystery. Yes, who's the culprit? Who is guilty? In the mystery novel. I don't know. Who is guilty? So one thing I have to immediately say, it's not Krishna. Krishna is not guilty. That's the end of instructions of Narada Muni to King Prachina Barhishat. And it reveals what Prabhupada calls a secret of education. This and the previous verse speak about education. So because we had an educational conference, I think it's also relevant. What's education? So if you do not fall asleep while we are reading the translation of the verse, you will know everything. We will give you a shortcut to full, complete, exhaustive knowledge. Narada Muni will give us. Om Agnade Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunuridam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the devotees who are like desire trees and who are oceans of mercy. You can count how many oceans are around. Oceans of mercy. Who are very merciful to fallen conditioned souls. Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhuka Vyunamo Nama Katanchida Shayadye Sham Shapitat Ganda Bhagbhavet. It's one Mangalacharana verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Swaraj Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are like the honeybees. Drinking honey from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Because even a dog, or Prabhupada says, dog-like non-devotee, by taking shelter of such devotees, somehow or other, katanchit, ashayad yesham, shva, even a dog-like non-devotee, Prabhupada says, will also get a share of that honey. If you take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. I'm eaten by germs of defects. And my body is filled with boils. How do you say that? Yeah, you know the verse, but boils. What's the word in Hindi? Poda. Poda. My body is covered with boils of critical envious mentality. Therefore, I immerse myself in the ocean of humility and take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraya. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is 4:29, verse 51. Savai Priyatamas Chatma Yato Nabhayam Anvapi Iti Vedasa Vaividvan Yo Vidvansa Gurur Hari Savai Priyatamas Chatma Yato Nabhayam Anvapi Iti Vedasa Vaividvan Yo vidvan sa guru hari. Savai priyatamas chatma. Yato na bhaya manvapi.
Tibeda Samai Vidvan Yo Vidvan Sa Guru Hari Samai Priyatam Ashtatma Yato Na Bhayam Anvapi Iti Veda Savai Vidvan Yo Vidvansa Gurur Hari Savai Priyatam Ashtatma Yato Na Bhayam Anvapi Iti Veda Savai Vidvan Yavitam Sagurur Harihi.
Mantajis? Somebody would like to read? Somebody can see?
Savai Priyatamas Chatma Yato Nabhayaman Vapi Iti Veda Savai Vidvan Yuvidvansa Gurur Hari
Sa
He
Vai
Certainly
Priyatama
The most dear
Cha
Also
Atma
Supersoul
Yataha
From whom
Na
Never
Bhayam
Fear
Anu
Little,
api,
even,
iti,
thus,
Veda,
one who knows,
sa,
he,
vai,
certainly,
vidvan,
educated,
ya,
he who,
vidvan,
educated,
saha,
he,
guruhu,
spiritual master,
harihi,
Not different from the Lord.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
One who is engaged in devotional service has not the least fear in material existence. This is because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the super soul and friend of everyone. One who knows this secret is actually educated. Do you know the secret? What was that? What was that? Two things. Krishna is the best friend, not good, best friend. He's the best friend. Savai Priyatamash Chatma. Best friend. And the second, no danger. From him, no danger. No fear. Yato na bhayam anu api. Two things. If you know this secret, one who knows this secret is actually educated. Savai Vidvan. You're a scholar. And one thus educated can become the spiritual master of the world. Yavidvan Sagurur. One who is an actually bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna, is not different from Krishna.
Sagurur. Or that he, okay, we will read what Srila Prabhupada says.
Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ki jai.
Today is a good day to remember him.
Says, Sakshadharitvena samasta shastrair uktas tatha bhavyata eva sadvi. The spiritual master is described in every scripture as the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is accepted as identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he is the most confidential servant of the Lord. Kintu prabhorya priya evatasya. The purport is that both the super soul and the individual soul are very dear to everyone. Everyone loves himself. And when he becomes more advanced, he loves the super soul also. A person who is self-realized does not recommend the worship of anyone but the super soul. He knows that to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead is easier than to worship various demigods under the influence of lust and the desire for material enjoyment. The devotee is therefore always engaged in the loving devotional service of the Lord. Such a person is a true guru. In Padma Purana it is said, Shatkarma Nipunavi Pro, Mantra Tantra Visharda, A Vaishnavo Gurur Nasya. Vaishnavo Shvapacho Guru. Even if a Brahmana is very learned in Vedic scriptures and knows the six occupational duties of a Brahmana, he cannot become a guru or spiritual master unless he is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, if one is born in a family of dog-eaters but is a pure devotee of the Lord, he can become a spiritual master. The conclusion is that one cannot become a spiritual master unless he is a pure devotee of the Lord. One who is a spiritual master, in accordance with the above descriptions of devotional service, is to be understood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally present. According to the words mentioned here, Gurur Harihi, consulting a bona fide spiritual master means consulting the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. One should therefore take shelter of such a bona fide spiritual master. Success in life means accepting a spiritual master who knows Krishna as the only supreme beloved personality. One should worship such a confidential devotee of the Lord. So, who is guilty? Not Krishna. Krishna is not guilty. Moreover, Krishna is fair. Even more than that, Krishna is kind. Some years ago, I was preparing for a Bhakti Shastri class on chapter 5, and I read there is a middle section which Bodhidharma Prabhu called Three Doers in Perspective in chapter 5. By the way, is there somebody here who took Purnachandra Maharaja's Bhagavad Gita Bhakti Shastri in Pune in 2000, was it one or two or three? Three, in three, 2003. What, is there somebody who took that Bhagavad Gita? You were there, okay. Somebody else? I re-listened that. It's called Bhagavad Gita in Depth on the VHE.org. We have this three CDs, if you remember what's a CD. Was there. Baladev Vidyabhushan, in his commentary there, explains what is this knowledge that is like the sun. Because Bhagavad Gita says, adityavajjnanam, that there is a there is knowledge which illuminates everything like the sun. Would you like to have such a knowledge? Like nowadays, what you can see, it's very popular to buy a very strong torchlight. Yeah, somebody turns on a torchlight and you see something. Somebody pulls out a torchlight and it's like a projector, like a floodlight, 500 lumens, 1,000 lumens, and more. But can it compare to the sun? So sun is best, right? It's the best, it's the strongest. You have sun, you see everything. So it's quite interesting what do the acharyas describe as this sun-like knowledge. Knowledge which is like the sun. So this is two things. Srila Prabhupada also quotes Vedanta Sutra, a sutra from the Vedanta Sutras there, explaining that knowledge. So of course we know devotional service, bhakti, is the supreme knowledge. Knowing about the supreme, that includes everything, right? But still, would you like to guess, make an educated guess, what is this knowledge that is like the sun? By knowing which
you know everything, and by knowing which, the gate to the material world is thrown open. You're no longer locked in the material world. If you know just these two things, you are free. Bhagavinda Prabhu? Mahatsevam, yeah? Dvaram, okay, you remember. Dvaram Ahur Vimukti, okay. The door. Mahatsevam. Good, but in the verse, in the fifth chapter, that's a little too early for... Okay, so what do we learn from the Mahatmas? From Mahatseva, right? What is this that we should learn? It's actually some two principles, two statements, two sentences, which explain that that complete knowledge, which makes you free. Yes, you have some idea? Not the not material body, but the spirit soul. That must be there, but there is more. Acting like spirit soul, yeah, that's very nice. Prabhupada says, impersonalists think they are spirit. Devotees act as spirit. Yeah? Yeah, but more, there is more. Which knowledge helps us act as spirit? Maybe one or two more guesses? Except maybe Maharaj, because Maharaj probably will. Krishna is the source of all living entities. You see? Maharaj knows. I was afraid, because even if he may not remember the exact, maybe Krishna will tell him from the heart. Yes. So, these two principles, by knowing which you know everything, are... They are in the Vedanta Sutra. Srila Prabhupada quotes, Vaishamya nairgrinya na sapekshatvat tatahi darshayati. If we think that Krishna is unfair, which is the normal thought if somebody steals your gamcha in the morning, right? You think, what is this? I am trying to go to Mangalarati and this... Krishna, why did you... Vrindavan Chandra, where did you look? Or, yes, I stub my toe. I walk and, I hit my toe, or even worse, a small toe on a chair. Yes? Did you notice there is one very funny phenomenon? If I stub my toe, like hit my toe, on a chair. First thought, who put this chair here? And then I realized it was me. Then I think, why did I put this chair here? It's because he distracted me yesterday. So it's his fault. I tried to find somebody guilty who is not me. And ultimately, we are educated. Who is the cause of all causes? Yeah. Who is the cause of all causes? As we all know this common saying that if you point a finger, three fingers point back. Daksha says, it's not that I'm envious or proud. I'm not saying because I'm proud or envious. Please don't think so. But this Shiva, Lord Shiva... So it's called projection, or in Sanskrit, Atmavan Manyate Jagat. So we are most disturbed by some faults that we deny in ourselves. So one finger there, three fingers back. And as once Janmashtami Prabhu in Mayapur said, and one finger, who has sanctioned this? Who has sanctioned this, right? So, unfair, Vaishamya. So Vedanta Sutra says, if you think Vaishamya, Krishna is not fair, not equal. Vishama, Visama, not Sama, not equal. Not fair, not just, not Nyayapurna. Then the answer from the author of all the Vedic literature, Vyasadeva, is nah. No, he's not unfair. Okay, maybe he's not unfair, but maybe he's cruel. He likes to torture. You know, there are some sadistic people. So where did it come from? You know, maybe he likes to, you know, to create some suffering for your benefit. Okay, for your benefit. So nairgrinya. So grina. You know what's grina? It's ghee. You know, like soft. And nairgrinya, cruelty. Right? Not absence of love, absence of softness in the heart. So if you think he's unfair, or if you think he's cruel. In one temple, I remember there was a club. Mataji, club of brahmacharinis, who were coming together and discussing how cruel Krishna is. How Krishna loves to torture people. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna calls Krishna Janardana, hinting, you know, oh Janardana, how we will enjoy you. One meaning Janardana, friend of all, but another meaning you like to ardana, you know, to crush poor us. So if we think nairgrinya, that the Lord is cruel, the answer is also no, na. Vaishamya, nairgrinya, na. Not at all. Saapekshatvat. Because whatever we get is the result we get taking into account our actions, our desires, our qualification. So saapekshatvat. Krishna looks what you wanted, what you did, what I did to others, and that he gives. Not unfairly. It's not that he looks, okay, you have a good nose, and you, Adi, you have a bad form of a nose. Like recently I had to make a new visa, and something else I had to make. And my friend took a picture of me, and it has a big nose. And everybody said, no, don't give this. Look, such a big nose. I said, no, I have a big nose. And they accept it, you know. I think for it's like two or three documents they gave me, they have a big nose there. But it's there. I mean, if somebody has a bigger, please don't take offense that I'm, you know. So maybe Krishna doesn't like my nose. No, Krishna is fair. Krishna is just, Nyayapurna. And whatever he gives is according to what I do, according how I treat others, according to what do I think of, what do I desire. So, sapakshatvat. Tatahi darshayati. And all the stories in the Shastra illustrated. Like here in the Purana, Narada Muni tells a story of Puranjana, and then he shows Prachina Barhishad all the killed animals waiting to torture him. Yeah? Even though it was within the context of religious sacrifices, still mistakes are happening, so therefore they were waiting to pay back. So the stories, all the stories of the Shastra, they confirm. So I remember when I read it, then I thought, okay, so if I know these two things, that Krishna is fair, Krishna is just, and if I know that Krishna is not cruel, immediately I will know everything, and immediately I will be free. So obviously I do not know everything, and I am not free. So it means that even though I dress as a devotee, secretly I blame Krishna. I think, yeah, Krishna is good. Generally. And to him, yeah, he's good. And usually, like, you know, I'm sorry, but something happens to somebody we know, usually we think a little bit and we sort of conclude, I think that that's his karma. I think I understand. You know, he lost his, he broke his glasses, but, you know, 5 months ago in the kirtan, he pushed me strongly. You know, so that's natural, you know, action and reaction. It's, usually when you look at somebody, you sort of can, yeah, I think it's, look, it, I think it's karma. But when it happens to me, I think, why me? I'm every day, you know, I have my, you know, I'm chanting my, you know, mantra. And I'm dressed so properly. Why Krishna did this to me? Either he's unfair or he's cruel. One of the two. Either he likes to torture. Okay, for my benefit. Or he likes him more than me. He doesn't like something he doesn't like about me. Not because I'm like this, but his taste. He doesn't like people like me. So some doubt is there. So it turns out, even though I claim I'm a devotee, I'm an aspiring devotee, I'm a practicing devotee, I'm a sadhaka, bhakti yoga sadhaka, turns out, secretly, I keep accusing Krishna of being unfair and cruel. So this is why here Narada Muni concludes by saying, just these two things. Jashi Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ki Jai. Jagannath Balav Subhadra Shri Sudarshan Ki Jai. Two things. Which two things we should know? Krishna is fair, Krishna is kind. Yes. Or in this verse, very beautifully, Krishna is not Priya, Krishna is Priyatama. Not a dear friend, but the dearmost friend, the best friend. The best friend you can imagine and even better than you can imagine and even better than you cannot imagine. In 1619, Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna desires that we return back home, back to Godhead, much, much more than we can ever desire. So you can feel safe, you know. Even if you don't have strong desire, at least he has a desire. So that, like, when Gop Kumar comes to Vaikuntha in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, right? Have you read Brihad? Have you or heard Brihad Bhagavatamrita? We have several recordings and our very nice BBT Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So, and this is, by the way, Sanatan Goswami's commentary on the Bhagavatam. There he puts everything in hierarchy, in order. Bhagavatam is given in a pedagogical order, in the educational order, to train our heart, to educate us. It's a school. And Brihad Bhagavatamrita puts everything in the order of dhammas, in the order of planets, and order of different strengths of bhakti, strengths of your practice of spiritual life. So that's his commentary on the Bhagavatam, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It was called Bhagavatamrita, Nectar of Bhagavatam, but usually you see one acharya writes some book and then the next acharya writes a commentary on that book. Like Sanatan Goswami writes Vaishnava Toshani. Commentary to give pleasure to the Vaishnavas. Then Jiva Goswami takes this commentary and adds more. So he writes this bigger commentary and it becomes called, so he calls the older, smaller commentary Brihad, big commentary, and his new, bigger commentary Lagu. You know, It's my lagu. Light, small country. Adu. So that was Brihad. And this is my lagu. So Brihad Bhagavatamrita. when Gop Kumar comes to Vaikuntha, what does Lord Narayan say? He says, "Oh, thank you so much. Finally, you have come. For so many lifetimes, I was waiting. I was so eager. I was thinking, when will this beautiful person finally turn to me? When will this wonderful personality come to me? Okay, if he does any Vedic ritual, on this pretext, I'll take him back to me. But you never did." Then I thought, I'll do a trick. And I put you in Braja Mandala. I made you take birth near Govardhan. And then I came to you as your guru Jayanta. Right? As your guru Jayanta. And gave Gopal mantra to Gop Kumar. So thank you so much. You blessed me. You are so kind. You have finally come here. So this is Vishnu. Sometimes we think, oh, Vishnu in Vaikuntha, he's very formal. And says, did you iron your dhoti? Okay, your tilak is not straight. No, he was so loving, and you may remember for the whole period he was dressing as Gopal. And he had all his associates dressed as cowherd boys, and he would take everybody to a picnic to make Gop Kumar happy. Yeah, and then when Gop Kumar went to Ayodhya Loka, Lord Ramachandra, you know, Vaikunthavasis had already trained him. don't say, "Hey, Gopal." Hey, Samarpan Gop. Hey. No. You say Om Namo Namaha, Om Namo Narayanaya, and you know, stand straight, look at first one glance at the chest, face, feet, and then, you know. So he started Om Namo Namaha. And Lord Ram says, "What are you doing? We are friends. Why this formality? What is this? Come sit. You know, something happened?" So that's Lord Ramachandra, who is Maryada Purushottam. Yeah? He's a stickler for etiquette and rules. But he's a stickler for himself. And training also, but he sees Gop Kumar. He says, "We are friends. Why are you, you know, so why such formality?" And when he comes finally to Vrindavan, How Krishna greets him? He faints. He embraces and he faints. So the gopis look and they go, "Oh my God, some guy came from Mathura and our Lord fell on the ground. It must be some demon or something." So Balaram said, no, this is our guy. It's okay. And he took Gop Kumar's hands and he massaged. That's like guru, you know. He took Gop Kumar's hands and he massaged Krishna's feet. And then Krishna came to his consciousness back. And then Krishna took Gop Kumar to Mother Yashoda's house. And they took a nice lunch. And then Radharani was looking through the crack because there was some very nice sweet. So Krishna took at that sweet, you know, and he bit that sweet and made a face. And Radharani, oh, you know, she thought, "My God, did I mix, lemon acid instead of sugar?" Did you ever end up in the temple kitchen? 50 liters of halava made of citric acid, not without no sugar. You haven't? Yeah. So, and then he took it and he gave it to Gop Kumar. And Gop Kumar thought, you know, he took it, and it was heavenly taste, had a heavenly taste. Yeah? So that's how Gop Kumar returned. So Krishna is a friend. Krishna wants us to return much, much, much more than we can even ever desire. It's good news, right? So he is the best friend of every living entity. Every living entity. Every living entity already, jivera surup hoya krishnera nitya das. Every living entity, all of us, are his nitya das already. And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes. Some people say he started doing this when he went to the West. No, you check his early books. You check his Srimad Bhagavatam, you check his Back to Godhead. Always he emphasizes that we have an eternal relationship. You can just look at the name of his magazine, Back to Godhead, which is very revolutionary. You may remember, 20th century was, go forward, advance, avant-garde, allons, enfant de la patrie, you know, go ahead. Prabhupada says, let's go backward. Let's go back home, back to God. He was always a revolutionary. So Krishna is the friend who is eager to get us back to the spiritual world, back home. That's one of the purposes of this world. That's why we are preaching. And Pune Temple is number two in the world, taking part in Krishna's plan. In chapter 11, Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says, commenting on nimitta matram bhavasavya sachit, become my instrument. So Srila Prabhupada, what does Srila Prabhupada say? He says, if you join Krishna's plan, you will never be frustrated. Join Krishna's plan. So what is Krishna's plan? What is Krishna's plan? Yes. This world has two purposes. One open and one secret. The open purpose is bhoga, which we think is enjoyment, but in truth it's not enjoyment, it's experience. Every time we think, oh, this will be enjoyment, and then oops, again, experience. Learning. In fact, in Sanskrit, bhukti has both meanings. It can mean enjoyment, can mean experience, bhukti. But, you know, advertisement is enjoy, we will enjoy, this gives so much enjoyment. Actually, it's experience. So one purpose, but the secret purpose, like, who has been writing software? Anybody has been writing software here? Some software? Yeah. So sometimes they call it Easter egg. Meaning you, if you click here, you have it in your mobile phones also. I can tell you some secret combinations if you want. You press this, and then ta-dum, something comes out. Greetings to my dear auntie Sandra. So the programmers will hide something inside. So this world has a hidden function. One advertised function is bhoga, the other function is apavarga. That's from Yoga Sutra, Patanjali. Or 1087.2, beautiful, very beautiful verses. Matrartam cha budindriya mana pranam jana namaste jat prabhu. The Lord has created buddhi, indriya, mana, prana, mind, intelligence, senses, pranas of the living entities for matrartam cha, bhavartam cha, atmane kalpanaya cha. Either to enjoy your senses or get experience through your senses or to go back home, back to Godhead. This is why we can use material paper, material ink, material ears, material tongue, and get a spiritual result, non-material result. As Srila Prabhupada says, you can use, expert electrician can use electricity for heating or for cooling. Energy is the same. So heating or cooling. So that's Krishna's plan. Bring everybody back. Give a chance. Okay, you wanted to play? Okay, play. No problem. If you play by the rules, then just in and out. Brahma Loka, look around. Okay, and go back. And some get trapped. So then, okay, Krishna sends a rescue party. So you are the rescue party. You know? You're coming in and trying to help people get out. Give them maps and directions and give them connection, you know, how to be in touch all the time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Krishna from the heart says, yeah, go on, go on. Give up this anartha, give up that anartha, go around. We have to navigate the inner geography. We have swamps and jungles and rocks in our heart. And crocodiles, yes. And the biggest obstacles, pitfalls, quicksand, are these two doubts. Krishna is not kind. Krishna is not fair. Krishna is not kind. Krishna is not fair. So that's why here, Narada Muni says, Savai priyatamashchatma. He's the best friend, most loving friend. Iti veda savai yato nabhayam anvapi. From him, not even anu, not even one atom of danger or fear to be feared. Nothing to be feared from Krishna. He's not there with a telescope looking, gotcha! You had a bad thought or something. Or you touched your feet and then you touched the book. Ha ha! No, Krishna is, we should be clean, definitely. That's. Both in actions and thoughts. But Krishna is kind. Krishna is very kind. So here Narada Muni says, if you know these two things, Krishna is your friend and Krishna is not scary. You know everything. Lord Brahma says, what does Lord Brahma says? Tateinu kampam susamikshamano bunjanai vatma kritam vipakam haridvagvapurbir vidadan namaste jivetayo muktipade sadayabhag. He says, when we accept everything as a combination, atma kritam vipakam. Vipak, if you know Ayurveda, vipak is the aftertaste. If you eat a sweet banana, vipak is sour. On the tongue, sweet, in the stomach, sour. If you eat a sour lemon, vipak is sweet. On the tongue, sour, in the stomach, sweet. Vipak. Atmakritam vipakam. So on once, so this is, I know, whatever is happening, that's a vipak of atmakritam, what I did. But adjusted, mitigated, transformed anukampa, by Krishna's anukampa, by Krishna's mercy. And this is the meditation on Krishna, even for Hare Krishna mantra. That's the prescribed Dhyan mantra, or dhyan, or meditation, how we meditate on Krishna. Bhakta anugraha karakam. He's kind, he's giving mercy, he's eager to give you mercy. He's kind. So also, that's how you say in Sanskrit, thank you. Anukampitosmi, anugrihitosmi. You say dhanyavad means also, I'm fortunate. you made me fortunate, right? It's your mercy. It's your mercy. Also, you know, gracias, gracias, grazie, grazie ago, Eucharistos, many, many languages. It's your mercy, your mercy. Merci, it's your mercy. It's your mercy. So when you say to Krishna, thank you. Thank you. Whatever happened, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we continue with our body. We come to the temple and bow down. Say thank you with the body. Say thank you with the words. Thank you. And I say thank you with the heart. Then what does Brahmaji says? Bas. Muktipade sa dayabhag. Already. Your reservation on the spaceship to Krishna's lotus feet is confirmed. Check-in is done. Well in advance. Doesn't matter when the flight is, check-in is completed. You have a guarantee. Guarantee. 100% guarantee. When what? Instead of blaming, you thank. So this is a very, it's an art. It's an art to thank Krishna for everything. And there are two ways to do this. Okay, it's the momentous time, 8:50, but I was told it's Sunday. And I can drag it on a little more. Shall I say something more? Do you know that you're all multimillionaires in dollar, or not Krorpatis, you're Arabpatis. And what's the next one? Krorpati, Arabpati? Karab? Sounds Karab. I once was preparing for a similar class and I checked on internet. It was in Europe, so one kidney, if you want to buy, is between 100 and 300,000 euros. So, let's say 200,000 euros. 200,000 euros. So, it's a couple crore, right? So, and all of you, I presume, have at least one. And it probably functions at least 10%. So if you count everything, the skin, the eyes, the heart and liver, you're Arabpatis and Krorpatis. If something gets wrong, how much are you ready to pay? One finger. You know, God forbid, you cut a finger off, will you pay, you know, half a lakh to reattach? You will borrow from anybody. But I remember once I gave a class. I was very tired and I took a nap in the daytime. I woke up and I couldn't feel my pinky fingers. I was 35. It was some years ago, 35. And wow, what happened? I don't feel my pinky and half of this finger. This half I feel, this half I don't feel. What happened? Of course, immediately I went to Dr. Google, numb pinkies. And the first result was, this is what happens after 35. You wake up and you don't feel your pinkies. Turns out it's called ulnar nerve entrapment. There is a nerve here. Sometimes it gets stuck on the other side, on the wrong side of the elbow. Some people need to have this elbow filed away, cut away a little bit. Because I learned a special exercise to snap it back, you know. But after that, whenever I remember, sometimes I say, when I cannot think of what to thank Krishna for, I say, Krishna, thank you for my 10 fingers. each of them more or less working. So if I lose, how much are you ready to pay? When you get back, how much are you ready to, how thankful you are, right? But did any of you ever thank Krishna for 10 fingers, 2 eyes, somewhat functioning liver of an older senior devotee, you know? I was once taking breakfast with a devotee and I had a big pile of Ayurvedic and other pills. And I said, I'm sorry, you know, so many pills. He said, no problem. If you didn't have so many pills, we would not know you're a senior devotee. So at least I can digest something. So how often do I thank Krishna? He's Vaishvanara. He joins the four pranapanau samayakta pacham yannam chaturvidam. I digest your four. You eat and he digests. You enjoy and he works. So how often do I thank Krishna? I usually just blame. Oh, what is this? Even then, you know, I had how many? So, 7 fingers on average working, only 3 summarily numb. Did I thank Krishna? Thank you, Krishna. 7 fingers are still there. No, I said, Krishna, what is this? One and a half finger not working. What were you doing? Where were you looking, Krishna? You were what? Spaced out? You didn't see? I'm serving here. Your mission. And you allow such things to happen. No. So this is one way how we can thank Krishna. Thank you, Krishna. There is breakfast. You see, there are these boxes. So it gives you hope, you know. You can feel confidence about, you know, Sunday lunch. Sunday feast. Thank you, Krishna. It's Sunday. Thank you, Krishna. There was prasadam. Thank you, Krishna. I can walk. I could get here. We can get here. Thank you, Krishna. Of course, there are highest blessings. Thank you, Krishna. We are with devotees. Thank you, Krishna. I can chant Hare Krishna. Thank you, Krishna. I can see your beautiful form. Thank you, Krishna. Devotees are so kind. And another one is to thank Krishna exactly for the problem that happened. How can we thank for problems? How can we thank Krishna for something unpleasant? Thank you, Krishna, for this because helps me remember. Helps us to grow, yeah. Trains us to grow. Yeah. Purifies, yes. 2 times it removes bad karma, bad reactions. Yes, this is the main one. Increases determination or eagerness to serve or to come to Krishna. So this is your homework. Go to Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra and thank them for 10 things. And if it's easy, then 20. When that becomes easy, I was giving these exercises, then I decided, okay, let me try to thank Krishna for something on every bead, 108 times, and count. I was sweating by the end. Thank you for the books, for the name, for Srila Prabhupada, for devotees, for this. But by the end, I was blissful. I was blissful. So this is this is the culture of gratitude, and Brahmaji says, anukampito tatenu kampam. When we see this is your mercy, pass. We are well on the way. We are confirmed. There is a guarantee. So if you know these 2 things from Krishna, no danger, no threat, one side. And Krishna is your best friend. Not even a friend, a best friend. Priyatama. Most loving friend. If you know this, you know everything. Yo vidvan, itiveda savai vidvan. You are Vidvan, you know everything. You are a scholar. You are a great scholar. And you are a guru. You know the most, two most important things in the universe. You can go and preach, Prabhupada doesn't even say guru, guru of the whole world. Because this is the biggest problem. People think they have no friend. When Prabhupada says, Srila Prabhupada's prana mantra, nirvishesha shunyavadi, paschatya deshatar. What's nirvishesha shunyavadi? It's not just, you know, the canonical Mayavad school and Buddhism. No, it's the whole postmodernism. The whole postmodernism is ethical relativism. Nothing matters. Nothing is real. There are no facts. And people are miserable because there is no ground, nothing solid, nothing reliable, nothing in the back, nothing in the future. You know what's the first cause of death in UK for males between 20 and 50? Suicide. Number one cause of death. And it's only natural. If I'm this body, and if everything is false, if everything is relative, nothing is good, nothing is bad, in the there is no absolute, no absolute truth, then you are miserable. You cannot avoid depression. So just by saying that, no, Prabhus, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, there is truth, there is a real reality, there is hope. And this real reality is not cruel. He's your friend. You are the best friend of everybody. You're giving the biggest treasure to people. Just by helping them understand, there is a real reality, there is an absolute. And he's kind. They are kind, she's kind. He and she is kind. Radha, Vrindavan, Chandra are kind. Yato nabhayam, they are not dangerous. They are not psychopathic sadists looking for your mistakes. No, they are the best friend. The best friend. And this is the highest service you can do to others. You become dear. You become dear to him, to Lord Chaitanya. You help people. And of course, we need to help ourselves by remembering. You have the best friend. He, Krishna, is the best friend. No danger from his side. Savai priyatamash. He's the best friend. Yato nabhayam. Then you are a scholar. You know everything. That's the Prabhupada says, this is the secret of education. Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So whoever is hungry or has things to do, you are welcome or tired. If you're tired, you can just sleep here. It's okay. Just turn away, away from, hide from Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra. But otherwise, if any comment or question or any point, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna, Krupaya baithe rahiye, bahut mahatvapurna announcement hai. Sabse pehle hum dhanyavaad denge His Grace Adipurush Prabhu ko teen baar Hari Bol bolkar. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! His Grace Adipurush Prabhu ki.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Pune ki jai. NVCC ki jai.
Kuch mahatvapurna announcement hai, jaise aap sabhi bhaktun ko mandir ki taraf se ek SMS bheja gaya hai, jisme bataya gaya hai ki aaj sham ko 7 baje भारत सरकार के जो केंद्रीय मंत्री श्री नितिन जी गडकरी आज खास मंदिर के गेट के सामने एग्जैक्टली एक प्रोग्राम हो रहा है. ये प्रोग्राम इस प्रकार है कि इस हमारे विभाग के जो आमदार योगेश टिड़ेकर है, इन्होंने हमारे लिए मंदिर के लिए बड़ा वाहनतल करने का सोचा है और इस वाहनतल के लिए करीब करीब 23 करोड़ रुपये खर्चा आ रहा है. ये मल्टी लेवल पार्किंग बिल्डिंग रहेगा और इस बिल्डिंग का जो जिसको बोलते हैं भूमि पूजन करने के लिए नितिन जी गडकरी और गिरीश बापट, योगेश जी गोगावले, इस प्रकार के कई सारे बड़े हस्ती आ रहे हैं। ये प्रोग्राम एक्सक्लूसिवली इस्कॉन भक्तों के लिए रखा है, ये बिल्डिंग एक्सक्लूसिवली इस्कॉन के लिए बन रही है, तो हमारे सबका फर्ज बनता है कि ज्यादा से ज्यादा संख्या में यहाँ वहां आकर हम उपस्थित रहे। सभी भक्तों को निवेदन है कि जो भक्त उपस्थित नहीं है और जो भक्त उपस्थित है और आजू बाजू के नेबर अपने रिलेटिव्स, कृपया शाम को प्रोग्राम के लिए लेके आइए, क्योंकि इस प्रकार उपस्थित रहकर हम उनका उनके बारे में अपना हम ऋणी रहना चाहते हैं, और आप कृपया ये कृतज्ञता व्यक्त करने के लिए जरूर इस शाम को प्रोग्राम के लिए आइए। आज का मराठी श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास जो है ये विजय केशव प्रभु देने वाले है। ये अनाउंसमेंट स्पिरिचुअल टैलेंट सर्च एग्जाम के कोर्स के तरफ से है। बुक है बियॉन्ड इल्यूजन एंड डाउट। तो इसका एग्जाम जो है 10 फरवरी को है और उसका समय रहेगा 10 बजे, वेन्यू रहेगा कॉन्फ्रेंस रूम बीएमएस का फ्लोर में। तो आज शाम को पुष्प अभिषेक श्री राधा कुंज बिहारी मंदिर में है। 16 फरवरी को एकादशी है और पारणा का समय 17 फरवरी 6:07 से लेके 8:10 तक है। 17 तारीख को दोपहर को सुबह 10 बजे से 3 बजे तक गो विज्ञान परिषद का आयोजन किया गया है, जिसमें हिज ग्रेस गोविंद प्रभु और विश्व हिंदू परिषद के कई सारे लोग आ रहे हैं। भक्तों ने ज्यादा से ज्यादा संख्या में उपस्थित रहकर, ये कमल नयन बजाज हॉल में होने वाला है 10 से 2 बजे सभी के लिए लंच प्रसाद रहेगा। 3 बजे के बाद उत्तम नगर में रथ यात्रा का आयोजन किया गया है। भक्तों को निवेदन है ये दोनों प्रोग्राम के लिए आप ज्यादा से ज्यादा संख्या में उपस्थित रहे। हरे कृष्णा। आज शाम का जो प्रोग्राम है 7 बजे है, कृपया नोट करिए, उसके पहले आप मंदिर के गेट के सामने इस प्रोग्राम के लिए उपस्थित रहे। हरे कृष्णा।